is a man who's today officially retired after one of the grandest AFL careers ever compiled by an individual. Simon Black, now ex-Brisbane Lions player, been good enough to give part of his time today to us on Trade Yard. It's a very busy day, Simon. You're doing a farewell tour, aren't you? But thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Damien. Thanks, Terry. Good to be with you guys.
Mate, now that it's done, and obviously you arrived at the decision before today, but now that it's done, how's it sit?
Yeah, I must admit it still feels a bit raw. I probably woke up this morning a bit and thought, you know, I made the right decision, and I'll probably want to think that for a few weeks to come. So it's still a bit raw. I love. Obviously, quite clearly, I'm still playing the game, and still thought I can play at a reasonable level, and that's why I've ummed and ahed for 6 weeks about it. And in the end, I essentially went with the advice of the medical people, and they said, you know, if you continue to play, you run the risk of, you know, some reasonable serious damage and not being as active later in life. So that's ultimately why I made the call, as hard as it's been to get to that point.
Yeah. How hard has it been for you maybe the past 2 years? There's been times where you've been close to your absolute best, but there are other times where you've either missed games or had to play at far below 100% full fitness. How tough has that been for someone who's so proud of their performance?
Yeah, it has been hard, Damien. I think probably ask any player that gets a bit older, that's hard to get that top level consistently. But, I've probably missed a bit of footy last year or this year, and just the continuity as you get older, that's important as much as anything else. You know, you've got your experience, but keeping your legs fit and running and continually playing really helps, and that's made it a bit more difficult, and it's been a bit more difficult to come to the decision on the back of, like I said, I still feel I could play at a good level, but I didn't want to run the risk of further damage to my knee, pretty weight-bearing part of my knee.
Simon, on behalf of all people who love the game, congratulations on what has been a magnificent career. Take you back to your junior days over in Western Australia. Could have you ever dreamt where your career has actually got to?
No, Terry, I couldn't. I couldn't, mate. I've been extremely fortunate, extremely blessed. I thought I'd come over for a couple of years, and then be told to pack the bags and head home, and I've been extremely lucky. Who knows what would have happened if I went to another club, and Brisbane's been so good to me. And, I couldn't have, in my wildest dreams, imagined it to have turned out like I have. And I just remember when I came across that I was, work hard for a couple of years and I'll play a few games, I'll be happy with that. So, I've been very lucky.
Well, tell us how that worked. I mean, I can remember, I was coaching when you come through the under-18 ranks, and you were always going to get drafted. There was never any question or doubt about the fact that you were going to get drafted, but you were never going to be one of those top two or three in that particular draft. What have you been able to do that has taken you from the player that was a nice, solid package of a player to becoming one of the game's elites? What would you sort of think are the couple of things that perhaps you just did over and above what others were prepared to do?
Yeah, look, I wasn't an inside player probably as much during my real junior days. I was probably more at the wing, and I kind of, around that 17, 18, when I got drafted, time just identify that I could reasonable with my hands, and I knew if I could be clean and execute with my hands and make decisions that I could play inside, and that was something I really focused on. And there was an opening when Craig Lambert retired from our club around the time I came along, and I really just put a lot of effort both in trying to learn what the craft of being inside midfielder, and it took me a while. And I remember Bossy being a great mentor, and obviously Lammy as well. He hung around for a few years at the club and was a great help to me for a long time. And I just didn't want to die wondering. I suppose I've always sort of had the belief that it'd be a shame to be 50 or 60 and have regrets with your footy. And so I always try to work as hard as I can and be the best I can be, I suppose. So,
And when did you realise what a side that you actually had up there? Was there a time where it just started to change when you sort of thought, geez, I think we're going to have some serious fun with this group?
Yeah. Well, my first year we won the Wooden Spoon, and end of that year, Lee Matthews arrived, and then almost instantly we were able to start to build something. We made the preliminary final in 99, and we were were doing. So it took another couple of years to win that first premiership. But,
You kept knocking us out of finals up at the Gabba.
Yeah, we had a couple of games at the Bulldogs, didn't we? Yeah, but I knew we were pretty close. I didn't know how good we were, and I think one of Lee's great strengths was he's able to make us stay in the moment and continue to improve. That was the ability for our sustained success was to do that. And in all honesty, probably living in Queensland and Brisbane, a bit removed from the hub of AFL footy up here, and that probably helped with us year after year to stay on top of our game.
Blakey, we spoke with Lee Matthews before, and he remembered watching you play your first game, which I'd forgotten was actually that game in South Africa. I think it was against Fremantle, a practice game there. He obviously wasn't coached then. Your first year, 1998, it was a terrible year for the footy club, and everyone knows what went on there. New president, a couple of new coaches, and I suppose you're exiting the Brisbane Lions at a similar point to actually when you started. That's not in a great shape at the moment, is it? Are there parallels in your eyes that ultimately the time when you played your first game, 1998, is similar to where the club's right at right now? It's in disarray, certainly off-field and parts of it on-field as well?
Yeah, look, I suppose this is probably not, you know, I can't deny that too much. It's been a bit disappointing recently. Look, I do know that things can come together pretty quickly. They do when Lee arrives and the players really bought into what Lee was about, and hopefully Justin Leffie, Lee Matthews, we'll see what happens there. But it's been a challenge. I mean, we've got a coach now. Hopefully the board stuff can be resolved pretty quickly, and the fact we'll probably lose a few of our young guys is really disappointing, and that's something we've all got to take a bit of ownership on, to be honest. It's something we've all got to, from senior playing group to everyone across the board, it's disappointing. But at the same time, I think we've got some real ability and talent in the group, but how far we'll go, like, time will tell.
Sure. Mate, last one. What lies ahead for you now, football-wise?
Yeah, look, I'm really interested in the coaching path. I don't know whether I'm going to enjoy it and I'm going to be any good at it, but I'm really enthusiastic about having a go at it. And I've always enjoyed working with young guys at the club and trying to help them improve and develop. So
yep.
Essentially, that's an extension of that when you become a coach. So,
will you look at doing that at Brisbane, or are you prepared to move straight away if that's the case?
Look, at this stage, it probably will be Brisbane. My wife, Catherine's due in January, and she's from here. She's keen for the next 12 months at least to stay here. So I'm under no disillusion that to go down the coaching path, I need to experience a different environment, and that's something I'll have to do in time. But the first year or so, I'm likely to stay in Brisbane.
Hey, Blakey, really appreciate your time today, mate. I know you've been clogged with these type of engagements today, and you had a press conference this morning in Brisbane next to Justin Leppich, the former teammate and current coach. And really appreciate your time to just acknowledge, to us anyway, what an extraordinary career it's been.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I appreciate your support over the years, mate. Really do. And thanks to you too, Terry.
No, well done.